This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not such a great day this morning for one of the more controversial figures in this great nation. I am talking about the son of the president, Hunter Biden. He had a day in court over his paternity case, a child that apparently has been tested and DNA tested. And that was fathered by Hunter Biden with an exotic dancer 4 years ago. And there's a question of how much Hunter Biden is going to be made to pay here. Now, why is this a big deal? Well, it's a big deal because part of the background of the case is all of the money that apparently came from China or Ukraine or other countries, and what happened to it, and what is the deal with Hunter Biden, and is this going to continue to be an issue that is going to help to determine who the next president of the United States is? We will get to that in a moment. We will also be talking about what is a day full of strife and stress and worry, particularly over the debt ceiling. There is a book that is incredibly encouraging about the future, not just of the United States, but of the world under the leadership of the United States. And it's a group that goes to the opposite point of view in terms of suggesting that the more people that we have in our country, the more people that we have in the world, the wealthier we become, not the more starving, more violence-prone, more desperately poor. It's a book about super abundance. We will be talking to one of the authors coming up, and this could actually have the power, it seems to me, to change the way that many, many people think or should think about what is actually going on in this country and in the world. First of all, this piece by Andrew McCarthy, and Andy is a frequent guest on this show, and I take him very seriously, and he writes a little bit with tongue-in-cheek, but it's a serious matter in National Review, which is, I think, a responsible source. It is not an exploitative source by any means, but they report National Review in the latest piece by Andrew McCarthy, just posted today. Hunter Biden is so strapped, the best he could do in Ireland a few days back was to sleep on a cot in the bedroom of his father, the President of the United States. The younger Biden appeared in an Arkansas court this morning, accompanied by a phalanx of lawyers that somebody must be paying for in order to plead penury. That's poverty, means he's broke, in seeking a reduction of his child support payments for his four-year-old daughter, whose name is Navy Joan. She is the child he fathered out of wedlock with exotic dancer London Roberts while he was romantically involved with his brother's widow, but after his own marriage had broken up. Biden's paternity of Navy Joan was established by DNA testing, which he tried to evade and to which he was forced to submit. Jerry Springer recently passed away. Jerry at age 89, I believe it was. But doesn't this sound not like First Family? This sounds like something you would see on Jerry Springer. Biden's paternity of Navy Joan was established by DNA testing, which he tried to evade and to which he was forced to submit. His family, including the president and the first lady, have not acknowledged the child's Bidendom. In fact, Hunter has opposed allowing his daughter to even take the name Biden. But Andrew McCarthy says, I observed this morning that it boggles the mind that the Bidens have not settled this case. Given the gobs of money they have reaped from cashing in on Joe Biden's political influence with operatives of foreign governments, for the most part, regimes that are deeply corrupt and hostile to the United States, from communist China alone. Hunter and his family took in 10-digit compensation through their only apparent, though their only apparent labor was being related to the guy who was steering Obama administration China policy while planning a run for the White House. As the Washington Free Beacon reports, the president's son was represented this morning by prominent Washington litigator Abby Lowell, who is also representing him in connection with the Justice Department's ongoing and seemingly endless criminal investigation. It's been going on for like 5 years. Which, besides presumably focusing on the Biden family business of monetizing Joe's political clout, has reportedly homed in on Hunter's tax evasion and false statements, disclaiming his illegal drug use, which he now admits, it's obvious, on a federal form that Hunter executed in order to obtain a gun that he later lost. Hunter, his lawyers say, has no salary and has even seen his prized Porsche repossessed. Oh, dear. He has borrowed a great deal of money from his generous Hollywood lawyer friend Kevin Morris, much of which has reportedly gone to paying millions in back taxes. Hunter obviously hoping that this will help his lawyers persuade the Biden Justice Department not to charge Biden's son with tax evasion. London Roberts, the child's mother, has pressed for details about mysterious sales generated by Prodigy Hunter's paintings. Alas, Lowell explained, the artist known for his scrupulousness is scrupulously following an arrangement with the New York Gallery in which he is not told the identities of the purchasers or the prices paid for his oeuvre, the paintings he produced. Have to be careful, you see, about accepting large sums of money after providing dubious value to people who might otherwise be seen as currying favor with his powerful father. No Biden would ever want to be in such a position, or at least one imagines that's what Kevin Morris has advised him. Can anyone see why this is vastly different than the idea of Kevin... not Kevin McCarthy, what we're talking about is Clarence Thomas and his wife Ginny going on vacation at the expense of one of their friends, Harlan Crow. That's not nearly as complicated or as questionable as any of this. Hunter claims he needs relief from the $20,000 per month he says he's been paying for the child. Roberts says he has never seen, not even once. He spent $750,000 in all. That's real money. Got to be close to what he's paying at least some of his lawyers, and nearly one-seventh of the $6 million that the Chinese Communist Party apparatchiks paid the Bidens in just 1 year. Between 2017 and 2018. And meantime, writes Andrew McCarthy at National Review, no further news on the now five-year Justice Department probe that we're supposed to see as an investigation into what Hunter gingerly calls my tax affairs, but that should be understood better as an inquiry into Biden family influence peddling. and that has been dormant, according to whistleblowing IRS supervisory investigator, because of political interference. Who'd have thought it? But there is abundance, maybe not of cash, but of at least stuff to eat.
Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The Michael Medved Show. We gave you the news yesterday. It is big news in the world of politics. It's certainly big news in the world of politics in the state of Washington. where the longest serving governor in the country right now is Jay Inslee, who is just wrapping up his third term as governor. That's 12 years. He's won each of those elections and re-elections and then another re-election. The first one was relatively close. He was running against a terrific Republican named Rob McKenna, who is one of those people that people talk about as running for governor maybe again now that governor's office is going to be open. But everybody knows that the most prominent candidate for governor is the longtime Attorney General of the state of Washington, Bob Ferguson, a very ideological, liberal guy who has wanted a race for governor. He was actually talking about doing that race in 2020, but Governor Inslee decided to go for a third term. He, less than 24 hours after Inslee said he wouldn't be running for re-election, the Attorney General of Washington, Bob Ferguson, announced his exploratory campaign in a three-minute video. This is clip 14.
As a son of a public school,
it sounded like this.
As a son of a public school teacher and a Boeing employee, I didn't have political connections when I first ran for office. How did I take on the establishment and defeat a 20-year incumbent? I ran a grassroots campaign and knocked on 22,000 doors, and this is the first home I visited. Let's see if the couple I met back then is still here.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Sawyer. I really appreciate that.
I've never been afraid to take on big challenges, and I've never forgotten who I'm fighting for. We're standing up for what's right, and we've won. A lot.
This case brought by Washington State and Minnesota, this absolutely cut the Trump administration off at their knees.
We have an American hero, and that's the Attorney General of Washington. He stood up to bigotry and racism and contested it.
When Donald Trump attacked women and students and working people time and time again, Bob Ferguson stood up for what is right, and I want to personally thank him for that.
He convinced the feds not to challenge legalized pot.
Okay, yay, yippee, he's for legalized pot. The idea that Bob Ferguson is actually running against Donald Trump, he's not. He's not running for president, he's just running for governor. He has another very prominent Democrat, Hillary Frantz, who is the land commissioner for the state of Washington. She is planning to run, too. And today in Hotline, point out that Jaime Herrera Butler, who was a six-term member of Congress and a fine member of Congress from the state of Washington, from the Vancouver, Washington area, and Jaime Butler is also considering making the race for governor in 2024. She would certainly be among the most prominent Republicans to make that race, and especially with the Democrats, and there will probably be other Democrats who jump in. And the way it works is the top two vote-getters, Jamie's chances of getting into that top two vote-getting situation where she makes it to the general election, probably against Bob Ferguson, means that, who knows, we could have the first Republican governor of the state of Washington, maybe, just maybe, since the Reagan era. And it would be a very, very welcome development. The difficulty here is Trump is not popular in the state of Washington, and he won't carry this state. And a lot of it depends upon what happens with the presidential race. Meanwhile, there's another bit of political news. Is Senator Ben Cardin, longtime member of the Senate, liberal Democrat from the state of Maryland. He's actually a liberal to centrist Democrat. He says, I won't seek re-election next year, ending a nearly 60-year run in Maryland politics and creating a scramble to fill a rare vacancy in the closely divided Senate. Cardin says, quote, "I always knew this election cycle would be the one I would be thinking about not running again, so it's not something that hit me by surprise. I enjoy life. There are other things I can do." Potential candidates to replace Cardin include Jamie Raskin. He, of course, member of Congress from Maryland, who was involved in the January 6th investigation and many others. He is also just recovering from cancer. He, you would see him appearing recently with a scarf covering his head where he had some surgery. But in any event, that is another development. There is also apparently a formidable new challenger to Senator Ted Cruz. Now, Ted Cruz is up for re-election in the Senate again. He's considered to have a fairly safe seat because Texas is such a Republican state. But he will be running against Colin Allred, apparently, who is a member of Congress. He's African-American. He's a former civil rights lawyer. He attended University of California at Berkeley Law School. He's also a All-American football player and a professional football player, and is someone who is considered the Democrats' best shot. As it says in Hotline, Representative Colin Allred's pending entrance into the Texas Senate race is welcome news for the Democratic Party. Although a blue Texas seems more like a dream than a reality, there aren't many good offensive opportunities for the party this cycle, and Allred's candidacy presents a good opportunity for Democrats. Senator Ted Cruz is not a popular figure in the state, and his boogeyman status among Democrats means that small donors are likely to flock to Allred, who is a strong fundraiser in his own right. Republicans may have to divert resources that could be better used elsewhere on the map to shore up Cruz. Now, you remember, Cruz was meant to have a very, very close race when he was contesting his seat with Beto O'Rourke. And it ended up not being, despite the fact that the way the votes came in, it showed early in the evening that Beto O'Rourke was ahead. Cruz won that race, and it is, seems to me likely that he will win this next one. There is more, and the idea that there is more, that's the theme of a very important new book that says that the world of scarcity and starvation and competition for just survival that many people look at and expect is actually a world of super abundance. We'll talk to the author of this groundbreaking book coming right up on the MedVet Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You USA News update. More troops are being sent to the southern U.S. border ahead of the expiration of Title 42 next week. The Biden administration is sending 1,500 active duty troops in anticipation of an influx of illegal immigrants.
These 1,500 military personnel who will be sourced from the active duty component will fill critical capability gaps, such as ground-based detection and monitoring, data entry, and warehouse support until CPB can address these needs through contracted support.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says that will allow Customs and Border Protection officers to work in the field without being saddled with desk work. As the Federal Reserve begins its two-day meeting today, the market is tumbling. The Dow has been down more than 500 points most of the day. The number of job openings in the U.S. has hit a two-year low. The Bureau of Labor and Statistics says there were 9.6 million job openings in March. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double check your math too. Oh yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved show, one of the things that has been a big story in the news has been the change of status for the two most populous nations in the world. For years and years and years, China has been the most populous nation in the world. It isn't anymore. China has been passed by India. Is that good news or bad news for India? Well, for a lot of people, you've heard so much about overpopulation and the 8 billion people who now inhabit this planet and what dangerous news that is and how terrible that is and how it's going to bring on starvation and climate change and every imaginable difficulty. Not so fast. Says Professor Gail Pooley. He's an associate professor of business management at Brigham Young University, Hawaii. He's taught all over the world. He's taught at Al Faisal University in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. He's taught in Idaho and Boise State and did his graduate work in Montana State. And he is the co-author of an already award-winning book. It is called Superabundance, The Story of Population Growth, Innovation, and Human Flourishing on an Infinitely Bountiful Planet. His co-author, by the way, is Marion L. Tupi. And Professor Pooley, it's a pleasure speaking to you again. And congratulations on the book.
Thank you. Delighted to be with you today.
And people will be able to hear Gail Pooley in person talking about some of the very crucial ideas in this book in a special program right here locally that is sponsored by the Discovery Institute, that will also be featuring the celebrated, justly celebrated thought leader for so many years of George Gilder will be there as well. We'll tell you about how you can come to that event coming up this Thursday. But first of all, let me just start with this news about India overtaking China as the most populous country on Earth with 1.4 billion people. Are people correct to assume that that's terrible news for India?
Absolutely not. It's great news for India. India has a history of democracy. They have a history of English-influenced legal system. And it's going to be great news for India and the world that we have more Indians. If you look at the Indians that lead many of our great companies in the U.S., tech companies, they're Indians. And so this talent that comes out of this country, the whole world is going to benefit from this growth in India.
But what about the one-child policy? That did that pay off for China? Help produce some of the increases in living standards and prosperity when they were limiting population growth to only one child per couple?
Yeah, in our view, the one-child policy was a terrible policy for India and the world. Chinese Communist Party actually states that that policy reduced the population in India by 400 million people. You think about that. That's the size of the entire United States plus another 70 million people that are not on the planet today, creating value for the rest of us. China now faces a huge demographic problem where their population is aging, and they're expected to be half their size by 2100. So China is really kind of tapped out, and we're going to expect to see this long, slow decline in their population, as well as their ability to continue to innovate and grow.
So what is the point? You talk about superabundance. Is there a limit to what we can produce, what we can use to feed people, to house people, to clothe people, to allow people to have a decent standard of living? Will the standards of living necessarily go down as populations go up?
Well, the inspiration, actually part of the inspiration for the book was the movie Infinity War. If you recall, the protagonist in that movie, or the antagonist, I guess, Thanos, made this statement about the universe is finite, its resources finite. If life is left unchecked, life will cease to exist. We actually think that he was correct in the first part of that statement. The Earth that we live upon really consists of a finite number of atoms. But the second part of his statement is false. And the reason we say that is because resources are really created when you add knowledge to atoms. It's knowledge, this discovery of new knowledge, that creates abundance and also makes things much more affordable for us. So it's really this growth in knowledge. And we really see no limit to this ability for human beings to continue to discover and share and create and consume knowledge. George Gilder makes this point. He said the difference between our age and the Stone Age is entirely due to the growth in knowledge. We're not getting more atoms. We're getting more knowledge. Thomas Sowell echoes that that observation about the key resource we have on this planet is knowledge. And where does that come from? It comes from human beings that are free to have ideas, act on those ideas, have access to markets where they can share their ideas with other people and determine if they're actually creating something of value. So this idea that we have this fixed size of a resource and we're adding more people and everybody's size of that slice of that resource is getting smaller and smaller is not supported by the empirical evidence. And we do that in our book. We bring to the table hundreds of different commodities and products and demonstrate that they are becoming more and more abundant over time. As population increases, these resources become abundant at even a faster rate. And that is really how we define superabundance, that our resources are becoming more abundant at a faster rate than population is growing.
And for people to hear about this in more detail, join us in person. My wife Diane will be there. It's this Thursday night at 5 p.m. It's going to be taking place at the Mercer Island Community and Event Center, sponsored by Discovery Institute. You can register. Registration is just $10 to hear about this fascinating book. You'll be hearing from Professor Gail Pooley, who we're talking to right now, and the one and only George Gilder, the author of Wealth and Poverty and so many other important books and that have influenced our world. Reasons to be optimistic. Join us. Go to discovery.org or you'll find the information at michaelmedved.com. And it's registration is just $10 for a very memorable evening where I hope you will join us. Coming up with Professor Pooley, so what is a time price? And why is a time price the most important price of all? We will get to that and more coming up with Gail Pooley on The Michael Medved Show.
Portions of The Michael Medved Show are brought to you in part by the Discovery Institute.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The book is called Superabundance. I'm joined by one of its two authors, Professor Gail Pooley of Brigham Young University, Hawaii. The subtitle basically gives you a sense of what the book is and what it does, which is very powerful indeed. The subtitle, The Story of Population Growth, Innovation, and Human Flourishing on an Infinitely Bountiful Planet. What about the idea that with 8 billion people now living on planet Earth, a significant number of the people who have ever lived on planet Earth alive today, and consuming more and more in terms of energy and resources because of the improving standard of living that seems to be going on everywhere, at what point with the population do we hit a wall and just run out of the resources we need for the future?
Well, what we've seen is that we are consumers, there's no question about that, but we are able to produce, and we've been able to produce at a much faster rate than we can consume. So once again, what are we really consuming? We do consume atoms, but those atoms, the ability to rearrange atoms in new ways, that ability, as Paul Romer has noted, the Nobel Prize winner in economics, our ability to rearrange things is really, approaches infinity. Think about a piano. It's got 88 keys on it, but how many songs can you create with those 88 keys? If you ask somebody like Thanos, he would say, you got 88 keys, you must be able to only do 88 songs. So we recognize, look, we do live on a planet that has a fixed number of atoms, but our ability, our creativity, to be able to create new ways of arranging these atoms doesn't appear to have any limits.
And when you write in Superabundance, and again, information about the book and about the event that Dr. Pooley is going to be speaking at together with George Gilder, coming up on Thursday night. That information is at michaelmedved.com, or you can go to register at discovery.org. But you use the term time price a lot in your book. Help people understand what a time price is.
Okay. All right. We buy things with money, but we really pay for them with our time. It's really how much time does it take you to earn the money to buy something you're interested in? So there's really two prices, a money price and a time price. And a time price is pretty easy to calculate. It's just what is the money price divided by your hourly income. So if a pizza costs $20 and I'm earning $20 an hour, that pizza is, the time price of that pizza is 1 hour or 60 minutes. Money prices are expressed in dollars and cents. Time prices are expressed in hours and minutes. So we think that there are a number of advantages of thinking in time versus thinking in money. First of all, when we have an innovation, it shows up both in the price of something, but it also shows up in wages. So if the time price, once again, is that ratio of the product price divided by your hourly income, if your hourly income is increasing at a faster rate than the price of a product, that time price is actually getting lower and lower. It's becoming more and more abundant. Time has a couple of other features. Time prices do. It completely transcends all of these issues related to converting prices from nominal to real, and the CPI adjustment, and all of these adjustments that economists make that are rather contentious and subjective. You can go straight to time. So I can go to Paris, France in 1850 and calculate the time price of a loaf of bread. You can calculate the time price of any product in any country at any time with a time price. So it allows us to have this universal measure to go in now and analyze whether things are becoming more and more, more or less abundant. So it simply is what's happening to the time price over time. How much time did it take you to earn the money to buy that product 10 years ago? And how much is it taking of your time to do that today? If time prices are decreasing, by definition, your abundance is increasing.
And people are able to afford a better standard of living. With all of that and the time price of everything, including housing, supposedly going down, why is it that we have in so many countries in the Western world in particular this very painful, very visible homeless crisis?
Well, the homeless crisis is really a function of what are the constraints in terms of building additional housing. Is it a constraint that has been imposed by government that's limiting the ability to add supply? And then are there other constraints that when you do build that limit your ability to make housing much more affordable? So on the supply side, you have government influencing the supply side, but then you look at individuals that have problems with other personal problems that aren't able to be able to secure the financing to be able to afford these homes. So you've got a supply and a demand problem, both that are influenced by government that are really creating much of these problems that we see today with housing.
In terms of the superabundance, the real superabundance that you talk about here is the human imagination, the human ability at creativity and innovation. What is the most important course for us to take for our immediate future here in the United States and around the world to maximize that imagination and creativity?
Well, I think it would be two things. First, people have to have this sense that they recognize that they have this potential to make a contribution. What can you do with your life and your time in the way of discovering something new that you can share with the rest of us on this planet? That would be kind of the first thing. The second thing is to be able to just think in terms of how do we treat entrepreneurs? Do we give them the opportunities? Do we forgive them when they make mistakes? Are we an entrepreneur friendly culture? I always think about Steve Jobs. His biological father was born in Syria, and he was later adopted. But what if Steve Jobs had grown up in Damascus instead of San Jose? What would his life have been like? I think it would have been dramatically different. I think our lives would have been dramatically different. But he was able to be in a culture that was very hopeful and very positive toward entrepreneurship. And that would lead to a second question. How many entrepreneurs like Steve Jobs are in Syria, are in India, are all over the planet today, but they're not in a culture that is going to encourage and give them the resources that they need to be able to blossom and flourish and bear fruit that the rest of us could potentially enjoy?
These are profound and important questions. They are raised by the new book, brand new book, Super Abundance, already a bestseller. It's by Marion Tupi and Gail L. Pooley. Dr. Pooley has just joined us. He's also going to be joining us on Thursday night in the Mercer Island Community and Event Center in a event for Discovery Institute, also featuring the great George Gilder, who will be there speaking to you. They will be there autographing books and more. You can find out all about it at michaelmedved.com, or you can register for just $10 at discovery.org. Dr. Pooley, congratulations on the book, which gives a much-needed encouragement and inspiration for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.